Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Ruth.
And we are back again. Oh my gosh.
What a crazy day.
Oh, yeah. You know, crazy day, crazy week. It's just all kinds of crazy things going on, and it's all good.
It's all good. It's all God.
Oh, yeah. Because I definitely couldn't do it by myself without him.
Mm-hmm.
We finished two bathrooms, and we hung a television at the church today.
Mm-hmm.
While you were doing invitations to our Valentine's party and
newsletter. Bulletin for Sunday.
Hopefully you're on our newsletter list.
Mm-hmm.
If not, go to our Facebook page and request it. I think we've got a sign up on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Christian Church of Waterloo.
Yep. Christian Church of Waterloo, right from Facebook. So we're rolling into February.
Yep, February 1st. So you're finished with the sermons on letting your light shine and lighting the fires of Christ.
Lighting the fires of Christ is the Christ theme for 2019.
Mm-hmm. But now you're ready to move into the topic for February, right?
Yeah, but maybe I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, maybe you have to come to church.
Yep.
There you go.
Have to come to church on Sunday to hear it. No. With this being February,
mm-hmm.
we're going to focus on love.
Love.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about the kissy, huggy kind of love. I'm talking about the love that God gave us, that Paul had, that we see throughout the Bible.
Mm-hmm. The love that we have for love your neighbor as yourself and other people in a, like it says in Corinthians.
Yes.
Well, I don't know it by
oh,
heart.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna go on and tell us about
First Corinthians 13. I know that, but I don't know the verses.
And there, in 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about 9 components of love.
Wow.
Patience, kindness, humility, generosity, courtesy, unselfishness, good temper, guilelessness, and sincerity.
Wow.
I think that pretty much takes care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But just think about it. If everybody loved, you probably wouldn't need 10 commandments.
Yep.
Because if you loved, you wouldn't kill.
Mm-hmm.
So thou shalt not kill. That would make that null and void if you just loved. And if you loved your God, you wouldn't have any other gods before him. And our God is a jealous God.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wish I could say all of that was original. And we've done a lot of research. There for the longest time, we ran into everything that had to do with love in the Bible.
Well, and you know, love can soften a person's heart. Many people out there have been hurt, wounded in some way, maybe by a parent, family member, friend.
Church. Yeah, that's a biggie.
Yes, it is. You're right. You know, that betrayal that we feel sometimes from another person. And oftentimes that causes us to stop trusting or give up on God.
Yep. Well, the other thing is that I think when we don't love wholeheartedly and fully, that we start picking things out in people. Oh, look at the way they walk. You know, look at how they tie their shoes. Who really cares? They have shoes on. They're walking, you know, and not calling somebody for a ride or whatever it is.
Yes, exactly. We when our heart is filled with love, we look past the things that maybe are different than we are, whether it's a belief, an appearance, you know, whatever. And we love people for who they are, not for
who we want them to be. Yeah, we just love them. And I have seen love transform people, people that you've come in contact with, mostly.
Yes, absolutely.
And when you just love on them, and it's not slobbery, kiss them, hug them, it's just show them you care.
Exactly.
Listen to them. Don't come up and condemn them for what they've done up until now. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do for them or with them from this day forward?
Right, because what's happened in the past, you know, every day we wake up and God gives us a fresh start, a new day, and we can choose during that day, what is it? Are we going to love people? Are we going to be angry and hateful, bitter, mean?
Well, and what's the ultimate love? John 3:16.
Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
And how many people would do that, that they love someone so much that they would give their son for them, just to reconcile them? Because that's what Jesus does, is God gave us Jesus to reconcile us with him because we're separated from him because of our sin. But what I'm going to talk about in February, all of February, we're going to talk about love. And we're going to talk about a different aspect of love. We are going to talk about, Henry Drummond, not so much about him, but he was a 19th century evangelist in Scotland. He also worked with Dwight Moody. But the thing is, he wrote a book called The Greatest Thing in the World. And he talks about love all the way through it. There's a chapter on love, the greatest thing in the world. And then it's the contrast after that. Paul begins, and this is what it says, is Paul begins by contrasting love with other things that men in those days thought much of. So everything in that I'm going to be covering this month is biblical. And everything that Henry Drummond covers is biblical.
Well, and that's what we want to do, is to measure all of our actions, our beliefs, our behaviors, whatever, against what the Bible says. That's our true litmus test for if we're living a God life or if we're living in our own self-will.
And if we ever have questions, like you said, use the Bible as your litmus test. Open the Bible if you have questions, because it's not so much what would Jesus do, but what did Jesus do? Jesus did almost everything, or he was subjected to so many different things that we're subjected to almost on a daily basis. And he still did not sin, but we're not perfect. And, you know, even sinning, somebody cuts you off in traffic and you want to give them a hand signal.
You bet.
You know, and it's like, no, that's not showing love.
Well, and it costs us our peace. So many times when we lose our temper over something as silly as someone cutting us off in traffic.
Yep.
You know, I mean, of course it's annoying. I'm not saying it's not. But on the same hand, to give up our joy or our peace in the moment for something like that.
Yep. And that's the other thing we have to always ask is, what is your peace worth? You know, is it worth somebody cutting you off in traffic? And wouldn't that be terrible if you found out that the wife, that man had his wife in the back seat and maybe she was sick and dying? So with this month being Love Month and Valentine's Day, we're having two Valentine's parties, one at Martinwood International and one at Waterloo, Christian Church of Waterloo. We're going to be talking about love all month.
Yes, we are. And helping people to hopefully gain a new understanding and a new perspective on how they can love and apply love in their relationships, maybe let go of some of the hurt and mistrust that they have from past experiences.
Yep. All right. So stay tuned. I have not done it yet, but I will, after Sunday, I am going to figure out how to upload my sermons and hopefully get those out as podcasts also.
Great.
You've heard some of my first sermon already, but you will hear it in its entirety. So anyway, we're just kind of sitting around. We wanted to leave you with that, let you know what we have planned for February. And this is Mike.
And I'm Ruth.